This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Nick Redfern is in rare form today.
Yeah, that was longer than the last one.
It's called brain damage, that's what it is.
One of the interesting things is I was just pulling out one of Jung's books. And by the way, I love C.G. Jung. And I was Archetypes of the Collective Consciousness. And I went to the index for Shapeshifter, which I know is not really the topic of this discussion, but it was interesting. There was an entry on shape-changing figures. He mentions the chapter is called "This On the Psychology of the Trickster Figure." I read too much. You know, love this guy. On the psychology of the trickster figure.
Oh, what do I think about it? Is that what you said?
I'm asking you what you think because, I mean, this guy, he talks about, and I quote, "A curious combination of typical trickster motives can be found in the alchemical figure of Mercurius. For instance, his fondness for sly jokes and malicious pranks, his powers as a shapeshifter, his dual nature, half animal, half divine, his exposure to all kinds of tortures, and last but not least, his approximation to the figure of a savior." That's close.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole kind of trickster angle is an interesting one. You know, the idea of these sort of manipulative entities that sort of play pranks on us. You know, it starts as sort of playing pranks. Sometimes, you know, it can be quite dangerous and manipulative to where people find themselves obsessed with certain things because they're being driven by some sort of manipulative entity, and sort of it's like a warped humor sometimes. And I mean, one of the things I would say in relation to the Slender Man phenomenon is that there is no doubt whatsoever that a significant number of people who get interested in the Slender Man phenomenon don't just stay interested, they become obsessed and they start to have weird synchronicities. I talk about this in the book with synchronicities and Slender Man. You know, they start to get these weird synchronicities, which draws them in even further. They start to have weird dreams about the Slender Man. They start to lose the grip on the difference between reality and the dream state and fiction and imagination. They all kind of blend into one. And the trickster then, you know, begins to manipulate them more and more like a little puppet on a string. And I think while there is this sort of playful, mischievous angle of the trickster, there's actually quite a dangerous and disturbing aspect to it, the way in which people's lives have been ruined because they've been sort of reeled in by this trickster that is doing enough to catch their attention, but not enough to where they're not, you know, they can leave it alone to such an extent that they become obsessed. And that's what we're seeing now. And I think, you know, the trickster angle is a perfect example of how people's minds are sort of affected and they become obsessed and they cannot leave it alone. And it is just really like a kind of, like I said, like a magnet. And it rarely ever ends in a positive fashion, really. Either it ends in disaster and tragedy, or the person just lives their life, you know, just chronicling in their journal all the weird stuff that happened every day.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm reading one of the states that in May 2014, two young Milwaukee girls almost killed a friend in the name of Slenderman.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's an example of what you're talking about, and that gets back to the dual nature, half human, half divine. You've got the animal nature and the half, you know, the human nature combining in one being, and somehow by externalizing these forms of thought into a tulpa, which is what you're talking about, the thought form becomes a kind of theater where you can act out, you know, those primal instinct in a way that is acceptable socially, you know, or mildly associated socially, because it's not social, it's not socially acceptable to go and murder a bunch of people. But in a way, it's because it's humanized in that form. It becomes a reality in the being and the people that meditate or think about it. I think that's a really fascinating conclusion. I mean, that's something that I would think that would be a very disturbing and, you know, we're studying more.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's good that, you know, you bring up the case of the two girls, because more than anything else, that attack occurred in May 2014. But the actual Slenderman phenomenon began in 2009. So for 5 years, yes, there was a great deal of attention and obsession and, you know, the Tulpa angle being discussed. It was actually pretty much just in that sort of large environment, you know, so in the thousands. But outside of that community, very few people knew about it. That all changed in 2014. Now, what a lot of people don't know, and it never came up in the whole issue of the court case or anything like that. I'll tell you the story of the attack first and then jump back. It was Saturday, May the 31st, during the day, when two friends attacked one of their previous friends. Now, the two girls that did the attack, Anissa Weir and Morgan Geezer, and the girl who was attacked was named Peyton Lutner. And all three of them went to school together and lived in the city of Waukesha, Wisconsin. And Waukesha is actually a small city. It's a suburb of Milwaukee. And everything was fine. The night before, the three girls, had sort of sleepover. It was one of the girls' birthdays, and everything was fine, you know. The next day, the two girls lured Peyton Lutner into the wooded area of the local park in town. And Morgan stabbed Peyton 19 times, and it was, you know, a wonder, a miracle almost, you know, that she didn't die, because several of the wounds were very close to major arteries and organs. And it wasn't long before the police caught up with them. They actually fled the scene, assuming that Peyton was going to die. Fortunately, she didn't. A guy on his bike coming past on in the park saw her, and, you know, the ambulance and the emergency services were soon on the scene, and she's now made a great, you know, a full recovery. But the two girls basically were headed off to an area of woodland outside of town where they believed the Slender Man had this sort of creepy mansion, and they were going to live with him as their proxy, as that's how they worded it. And they believed that by essentially sacrificing their former friend, that they would be able to live with him. Now, this was not, you know, a ploy to get off on an insanity plea, if you like. They fully believed in the existence of the Slender Man, to the point where, you know, if you see any of the police footage, which you can actually now see online, you know, they were talking about matter-of-factly, oh yeah, you know, this is where he lives, this is what he looks like, he can read minds, he does this, he does that. And it was almost like their minds were detached, you know, from reality. And just recently, you know, the court basically sort of came up with the result of what it was going to be. And they, you know, they weren't sent to prison, but they are basically, you know, behind closed doors until they'll be well into middle age. But what's really interesting, and I've not actually seen this written about before, and I think most people don't know, but I made coverage of it in the book quite extensively. The very night before the attack was May the 31st, so the night of the 30th, Dave Schrader was doing a guest host on Coast to Coast, and the whole angle of the show was sort of ghosts and thought forms and tulpas. An extensive time was given to this angle of the Slender Man being a thought form. So you have thousands of people listening to this show in relation to the Slender Man being a thought form. And, you know, the more people that listen, more people that buy into it, the stronger the Slender Man gets. And then what do we get? Less than 12 hours later, we have the most notorious aspect of the Slender Man phenomenon, this attack on this young girl, just hours after Coast to Coast was talking about the Slender Man and thought forms, which, you know, nobody's really touched upon that. And I actually think there could be something to that.
Okay, yeah. We're going to think and maybe bring something to life, or whatever we call it. We have Nick Redfern, Michael Allen, Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracastuses.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
God, what is that strange voice that is coming forth?
It was supposed to be Schmeagle saying the Paracastuses, but I don't know. I may have broken an FCC rule there.
Well, I have to go back and edit what I have to edit. Don't worry. That's why we record the show. I want to tell you something, though, ladies and gentlemen. What happens with the Paracast and all GCN shows is that they go through a 7-second delay. So if anybody says something untoward, it's going to be censored.
I have no idea what I was talking about earlier, but I think I was... Sorry, I had a Stack Overflow.
This excuse you're having here, a Stack Overflow, you have been infiltrated by some kind of nanobot.
All right, so here's the thing. I don't remember most of what I'm talking about, like from 1 minute to the next. It's kind of a weird thing of mine. They have to deal with me at work. They have to remind me like every 5 seconds what we're talking about. So anyways, I think we were talking about, somebody remind me, please.
The attack, the two girls and the attack.
Yes, that's right. And thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, I mean, the thing about it is that, you know, you look at that and you see, you know, I see two people, they're in the name of the Slenderman, you know, it's like this is a real entity for them. That this is something that it's like John Titor. John Titor was the John Time Traveler who posted a bunch of, you know, bogus stories, and then people started believing them. And it started becoming real to them. And I actually have a personal friend of mine, one of my best friends, who actually bought into the story, and it became real. And there's something to that. There's something to the fact that when somebody accepts something that is reality, it becomes a part of their environment. It comes out in places where they wouldn't expect. And, you know, you have these episodes of synchronicity. You have these episodes of these, what I would call non sequiturs, which are things that happen in your reality that don't quite match what you normally feel in that same situation. I mean, the brain is a really amazing pattern recognition, you know, computer. And when it sees something out of place, it's almost as if, and I want to throw this out here, but it's almost as if our eyes are closed to the greater reality of the universe. And when something comes in that suggests something that might be close to something that's real, it's like suddenly our reality envelope expands. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And I think you can find that within the Slender Man phenomenon, you know, the whole issue of reality not seeming to be what it really is, you know, the idea of things coming to creation when they never really existed in the first place, you know, and how the human mind feeds into all this. I mean, I'll give you another sort of weird angle again, which was not covered by the court when the two girls, you know, were taken to court. And granted, you know, the court's not a place to, any court is not the place really to debate, you know, the merits of the paranormal or not. But again, something which I don't think that anybody, whether prosecution or the defense, knew about this. But in 1921, the body of a young boy was found in a pool in Worcestershire, the same town where the girls launched their attack in 2014. Now, the little boy, unfortunately, you know, he was never identified, but he was known by the local police and as the press when the story broke, as little Lord Fauntleroy, which is taken from the story of this little boy who, you know, lives in a rich family and rich clothes and whatever. And they called him by that name when the body was found because he was wearing expensive clothes. And they never did identify him. But a psychic looked into this and said that she saw the body of the boy being carried through the woods by this tall, thin man in a black suit. Now, bear in mind that, you know, when the boy was murdered, this was 1921. This was just a couple of miles from where the girls launched the attack in 2014. Now, one of the people I interviewed for the book was a guy named Mike Huberty. And Mike had his own encounter with a tall, skinny, dark figure in the woods in 1994, just a couple of miles from where the girls again launched the attack. So what we have is we know that the two girls were affected by the Slender Man phenomenon, but what we've got is a story going back to 1921, 1995 of creatures or entities eerily similar to the Slender Man, but which existed long before the name Slender Man was created. but almost within spitting distance, if you like, of where the girls launched their attacks. So, you know, you've got some really weird stuff going on, which has inevitably led some people to think that the girls, you know, weren't personally responsible, if you like, that the responsibility was actually more supernatural based than it was, you know, evil or just due to a glitch in the mind, you know.
Well, imagine somebody having to explain that in the terms that you've just mentioned them, mm-hmm. and you're talking about something that spans time and space. And mm-hmm. time, I think, is the more important dimension of this. Is that how do you explain that to somebody who, you know, in other words, at some point, the human brain with its current 21st century physicalistic ontology is just going to give up. It's just going to say, you know what? This doesn't make sense, and I'm going to throw it out. But then when you start to look at it, you look at the – I guess what I'm trying to say is that we don't have a real good model of reality that encompasses what we're dealing with here. It is almost as if we're blind to something. And it's really fascinating to me. And I think, by the way, I plan on reading some of your works because I've been listening to you, you're a collector of stories, and you don't accept or you don't make hypotheses, you just present them and you draw connections between them. And I think more people need to do that.
I do get a lot of accounts given to me. If people are happy with the stories being used, you know, I'm always grateful to that. But, you know, like you said, I relate the stories and then I do give my opinion on them, but I always stress to people that it is my opinion. I think the worst thing you can do is sort of write a book and be the equivalent of like a preacher banging on the pulpit saying, if you don't do this, you will burn in hell, you know. I think the approach of telling people that your view of things is the correct one is there's nothing wrong with presenting your opinion, but if you start telling people that this is the correct answer and you know it for sure, that's a dangerous path to go to. But, you know, that's almost like, you know, these cult leaders who have their, you know, the cult followers just hanging on every word. That's a dangerous and manipulative approach to take. So that's why sometimes people accuse me of fence sitting, but I'm actually not. I'm being honest enough to say, well, it could be this or it could be that, but I think the evidence goes down this path.
We have Nick, Gene, and Mike. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
I was going to have Nick do it that time, but I felt we didn't have a show that long.
I need to get more breath back as well. So.
Yeah. I have to say that you remind me of a book that I have. It's called The Definitive Compendium of Authoritative Misinformation. It's called The Experts Speak. And basically, it's every expert in the history of the world, you know, as far back as print can go, is how wrong the experts are about what they're saying. And it's funny to read. It's one of those things that you get a good laugh at. And I'm trying to find one that fits. Here's one example. 13 states with a population less than New York State alone can prevent repeal until Halley's Comet returns. One might as well talk about a summer vacation on Mars. This is about the disappearance of Prohibition. Of course, this individual was wrong. Prohibition being one of them. So, you know, the experts and people talking about the races of man, the evolution of life, it's called The Experts Speak, and it's one of the funniest books I've ever read because it basically is when the expert's wrong, it's in that book. And it goes back to what you were saying, that there are plenty of things that we just don't get right, even when we think we're right. We have our known knowns, we have our unknown knowns, we have our known unknowns, and we have our unknown unknowns. Yeah, four categories of epistemology there.
Well, I think sometimes what happens, you know, the vast majority of people who aren't involved or interested in the paranormal at all, people just don't notice sometimes, you know, the weird stuff that goes on. One of the things that immediately springs to mind when it comes to the issue of what reality is or isn't are things like synchronicities. Now, I get a lot of synchronicities and I don't ignore them, but, you know, if synchronicities aren't just bizarre coincidences, it really does suggest, you know, that reality isn't what it appears to be. If strange things can happen in what seem to be a bizarre, complex, manipulative way, then you have to begin to wonder, well, are we really just seeing part of the picture and not realizing the bigger picture? And I actually do think that is the case. I don't think synchronicities are just the occasional random weird coincidence.
If you look at things from a dualistic perspective, where you have a human being who has a soul and a spirit, and that's somehow disembodied from the rest of the physical world, and they think of the world as divided into mental and physical, then synchronicities aren't going to make any sense, because you're going to think of human being interacting with the world through some kind of medium, which doesn't even make sense, because if they're different on, if physical and mental are different ontologically, how do they interact? So so a lot of times the problem in philosophy and in science is that people ask the wrong question. And I think that what we're dealing with is that you're a being that is a part, an appendage of the universe. It's like an apple that grows out of a tree. You're not separate from the universe. You're not homeless, so to speak. You're not placed into the world by some entity, you know, from beyond. You are part of the universe. So it makes sense that synchronicity would be something that would, and you know, Jung, who was the father of talking about synchronicity, he was a monist. I mean, when I read his books, he doesn't try to make a distinction between physical reality and mental reality, but he does talk about archetypes that exist in physical reality that become a part of who we are, but we're still part of that same universe. So synchronicity, from a point of view of a monist, I think is a more viable alternative than from a dualistic ontology.
No, that's a good point, you know, and I think when it comes to reality, you know, I don't try and pretend to know what reality is and it isn't, only that now and again, weird stuff happens, you know, which cannot be explained by just the world around us, so to speak. In simple terms, that's how I kind of view it. There are certain things where glitches happen or just something so weird happens, and it happens for a reason, and the more you kind of take notice of them, the more they seem to occur. So I sort of have an open mind on what it is we're actually dealing with and what even our reality is. But, you know, I think the one big difference I have with a lot of people, and I'm not just saying that for the sake of it, is that I actually have a good way of switching off. I don't get obsessed by things. And I think sometimes things like the Slender Man and just the paranormal in general, just obsessing about it and thinking of nothing else 24/7 is not a healthy way to live your life, you know.
It'll suck you in.
As Gene knows, you know, we've had these conversations before. You know, I work 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, working, you know, writing the books or the articles. 5 o'clock comes round, you know, the laptop goes into sleep mode, and, you know, evenings and weekends are for, like, taking a girlfriend out to see a band play or going out with a bunch of mates to watch a soccer game, things like that. And I really do switch off. Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock, I don't do anything work-wise, research-wise, till 9 o'clock Monday morning. And I certainly don't do anything after 5 o'clock at night in the week, unless it's like tonight, you know, doing a radio show. And for me, you know, I can see how easily it is to get sucked in, and it becomes like a dark place. And I think that's why I always tell people, you know, make sure you've still got your regular life as well. That's one of the things I've found in the Slender Man phenomenon. Again, whether it's a psychological issue or a supernatural issue, you find for some weird reason, which you don't get with, say, the Men in Black or the Black Eyed Children or whatever, but with the Slender Man, you get this angle of where it just ends in disaster every time people got obsessed with it. They don't just write articles about it or write books. Their lives are ruined. The fact that happens so many times in relation to the Slender Man.
You know, I'm looking at something that caught my attention on the Amazon entry on your book. It says, perhaps, and I quote, like the vast Skynet system in the Terminator movies, the internet is turning against us and attacking us with digital equivalents of our own online nightmares. I may be quoting somebody's blurb, but is that something that you think about? I mean, do you think about the notion of human consciousness and intelligence, what some people call artificial intelligence? Do you really think there's a difference between artificial and natural intelligence? And by the way, that's a really big question.
It is. I mean, it sounds like a simple question, but there's nothing simple about it at all. Now, to answer the question, I would sort of look at what is being said, you know, in this sort of scientific world today. I mean, you know, there are some surprisingly well-known figures in the world of science who do suspect, not believe or conclude, but suspect, you know, that the internet, if you like, may be becoming kind of self-aware. Now, whether or not, you know, that is exactly the case or not is very much sort of open to interpretation. But, you know, there is, again, like a school of thought that does believe that is the case. And the reason why I mention that in the book, more than anything else, is actually one particular story which was given to me for the book. And it came from a young woman named Lacey, who I interviewed. Well, when I interviewed her, she was a trainee flight attendant. She's now a full flight attendant. But by her own admission, within sort of the first year or so of when the whole Slender Man thing picked up and, you know, became like an obsession for so many, by Lacey's own admission, she became obsessed with it. She printed off dozens and dozens of images from, like, Google Images and, you know, printed them off and framed them on her one of her living room walls, that kind of thing, the office walls. She printed off bunches of stories that people had created, wrote her own stories, took part in chat rooms, debates, etc., etc., and became very, very obsessed with this whole issue. Now, she told me, and again, I met Lacey in person, and she came across just like a regular person with a really weird story.
More weird stories, Nick Redfern. Michael Allen, Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
He's going to be like the Federal Express man in this episode. Remember that guy in the commercials where he talked real fast? By the way, I'm going to talk about this real fast. We have not mentioned the fact that we have a version of the show that we offer without the network ads. And the way to get it is to sign up for the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. We give you the After the Paracast podcast and other goodies. It's amazing. It's fabulous. It's groovy on a Sunday afternoon. Grooving on a... No, forget it.
It's awesome.
It really is awesome, for sure. $1.49 a week. It's cheaper than buying coffee. You can't get coffee at a convenience store for less than $1.75 or something now. It's preposterous. But we offer this after the Paracast, the Paracast. Go to Paracast Plus, plus.theparacast.com to learn more. Nick Redfern is here, and he's giving us the fabulous bumpers. I just saw something interesting in the book as I was paging through it. The shadow thing would not reflect light. Does that mean the shadow thing had a cloaking device, Nick?
Well, I don't know. The witness kind of described it as sort of, you know, dark as dark, you know, as if no light could get in, no light could get out. It was just too dark, you know, that kind of thing. But back to the story I was telling, Lacey, this flight attendant, she told me how, as I said before the break, she, by her own admission, she became very obsessed with the whole Slenderman phenomenon. This went on for months and finally, you know, for a couple of years. And on one occasion, at the height of all this, she put her laptop in sleep mode at night. And as she did so, she said just for like a millisecond, but enough just to register it in the eye, she saw like a faceless face, like the Slender Man, on the laptop image, or on the top of the screen, I should say. She saw the image and found it kind of creepy and weird. And then sometime afterwards, again, when she was putting it into sleep mode, she saw like this skinny, spindly, spidery humanoid figure, again, very, very, very briefly on the screen. And then on a third occasion, as she was put again into sleep mode, she heard something say, we're friends now. Now, of course, you know, people have said to me, and it's not impossible, maybe somebody had sort of got into her system, you know, hacked into her system and was playing mind games with her. I don't know. But what I can tell you is that Lacey became, like so many others, just plunged into a state of fear, of obsession, of paranoia, and to the point where she actually owned a copy of a previous book written by a friend of mine called Robin Swope. Robin wrote a book about 5 years ago called The Slender Man from Fact to Fiction. From Fiction to Fact. And Lacey got so obsessed, she actually burned Robin's book, her copy of Robin's book. And that's, you know, demonstrates not just the obsession angle, but how you have this weird crossover between an alleged real Slender Man, if you like, but coming to life out of the internet and interacting with someone who is using the internet to find all they can on the Slender Man. Now, as I said, the easiest option in all this is that somebody is playing mind games and hacking her and so forth. But if not, then you have this angle of somehow the Slender Man and the internet and the victim all becoming part of one phenomenon, so to speak.
Well, I can tell you from my own personal experience, and I've had many of them. These are the non sequiturs I talked about, Gene, is that I would be with a friend and we would be thinking about something and we'd be wandering around in some dark place because we like to go out and we like to hike and drink vodka. Don't ask me why. We just like to do that. That was our thing. We did it in Dallas, Texas. I mean, we did it down in Dallas Nature Center. We would go down to it's now called the Cedar Creek Reserve, and we would walk down the trails. And I remember a fascinating experience that we both had simultaneously while we were walking down the trail. And it involved us both talking about something, you know, that we had experienced years before that we didn't really couldn't explain, and we were talking about it while we were drunk, and all of a sudden we started hearing noises and things coming out of the bushes as if it was coming after us, and I remember seeing figures that didn't make any sense to me, and like figures that were, you know, humanoid that were chasing us, and I remember us running and screaming out of the park, and this was 5 miles of trail, so if you could imagine us being stuck on those trails and going, what the hell is that? And we're having this shared, you know, kind of a hallucination experience because we had been talking about something. Now, I call this a non sequitur because I'm not going to try to explain it. I'm not going to say that I know what it is or that I even think that there was anything physically real about it. But psychically, we were both on the same wavelength. And we both saw the same thing, and we both explained it in the same way. And to this day, we still talk about it. You know, and I think that that's something that a lot more people, if they would admit it, they have these experiences, you know, instead of saying that was just mass hysteria, that was just my own mind making up things. If they would come out with it, I think we could learn a lot. This is what I think about. You know, when I sit in my room and I stare at a wall, you know, like a spackled wall, sometimes I'll see faces coming out of the wall, you know, and sometimes I won't. And it just depends on the day. And I know they're not real, but I still sit there and I go, wow, there's a face there. Huh. And it happens to be whatever it is that I'm thinking about. So I think there's something to that, Nick.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting, you know, you bring up the whole issue of, like, alcohol and things like that. I mean, what it comes down to at the end of the day is whether it's alcohol, drugs, hallucinogenics, you know, DMT, it doesn't really matter, you know, mescaline. What it all comes down to is that you're basically altering your normal mindset. And it's when you're in that sort of altered state that paranormal things, I won't say happen more, but you're able to visualize them more. Now, I'm not saying, you know, just you go down to the pub on a Friday night, drink a bunch of beer, you're going to see a Bigfoot. It's not quite that simple, you know. I wish it was because, you know, I drink plenty of beer, but I've never seen Bigfoot. but joking aside, What it does really come down to is, you know, altered states do allow us, I firmly believe, to access other realms, other entities, other forms of existence that you won't see in a normal situation. I mean, if you think about it, you know, I mean, X-rays, you know, infrared, etc. You know, you don't see them, but we, you know, they're around us. You know, X-rays allow us to see bones, fractures, and so forth. But the, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that, or that I am hopefully making, is that, you know, when you're in an altered state, you have the ability to access phenomena and realms that you cannot in the normal state, if you like. And so, I mean, that's why, you know, if you look into South American tribes and things like this, you know, the village shaman or whatever, you know, is perceived as a very revered character because he or she has the ability, you know, to really open the doors, so to speak. And I think certainly, you know, when people talk about DMT and saying, you know, they encounter these strange little creatures and so on, and people say, well, this is just hallucinating. I don't think it is. I think, you know, there actually are other realms around us, and I do believe we can access them. We're not accessing them by, you know, like the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, the SETI program, by sending radio waves out. We're actually accessing multi-realms, and a lot of people don't get their head around that because, well, that's just magic, you know, that's just garbage. You know, we need to do this by sending signals out to this star system or that star system. Well, good luck on that. You know, it's never worked yet, and I don't believe it will. The way to contact these supernatural entities is, I think, by altering the state of the mind, and that then allows us that interaction. And, of course, if you look at it, so many people who have the Slenderman interaction have woken up at sort of 2 or 3 a.m. to see the thing looming over the bed. Well, what do you do in bed at 2 or 3 a.m. the M? You know, you're in the dream state, which is an altered state. So I think, you know, all of this kind of ties in as well, you know.
I'm going to have more coming with Nick Redfern talking about the Slender Man. And I have a few questions. I'm going to lay on him in our next segment. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.